Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Edgy Thinking episode. This is the start of a brand new season that we're going to be doing co-produced with our friends at Edge. So it's FE News and Edge production. So welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We've got a really, really cool session. I'm joined with by Jane Samuels. We're also going to be bringing in a couple of guests, but what we're going to be exploring is Edge's new innovation fund and basically is how to make your ideas take off. And we've got the great pleasure of being joined by Jane, who's actually heading up the fund. So we've got a unique opportunity to chat through a bunch of different things. Here she is. Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Gavin. I'm really excited to be here and to be able to tell everybody about our exciting new funding opportunities.
Yeah, I think it's great. And thank you for taking time out. And it's really cool that we've got two additional guests we're going to bring in a little bit who've actually been living this and experiencing what it's like and from the get-go, but also living it on the everyday. And I think it's quite a unique opportunity to do that, because sometimes people, when they're looking at new funds and new ways to move forward, they don't get to hear from like the experts what it's like. A, what is the fund about, and B, what is it actually like to work with the fund? So it's quite a good opportunity. This is the start of a whole series of different episodes we're going to be doing once a week. So our time with Edge is going to be at 12 noon. So I'm also going to show everyone at the end of this episode what we've got coming next week as well. But this right now, let's focus on the Edge Innovation Fund. So what's the fund around and what is it about and what is the focus? I think it'd be really helpful just to sort of break it down. I know we had an article on FE News the other day about this, but it'd be really cool just to take it from you as to what is the fund all about.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Well, people might know that Edge Foundation have been doing funding rounds way back since 2014. But the Edge Innovation Fund is our new fund, new, bright and shiny, opened for business on the 14th of September this year. And this time we're doing it a little bit differently. So the fund, it has opened 14th of September. And basically, it's going to stay open until the end of 2025. So the good news for all potential applications is there's none of that, oh my goodness, I've forgotten to do my homework 2 days before the deadline. So you've got the time, you can think about what you want to do, you can hone your application, you can get it absolutely spot on because there's no closing date. So that's the really new and exciting bit from an applicator's point of view, as it were. But within the Edge Fund, the Innovation Fund, what we're looking for is disruptive innovation. So we're looking for projects and ideas that challenge the current approach to education. Now, of course, all of the details of, the whys, the wheres, the criteria and everything, they're all set out in the prospectus, which is available, downloadable from our website. So I'm not going to go into the nitty gritty of it. I'm just going to give you a sort of like a feel for the sort of things that we're looking for. So broadly, we want innovation. We want to talk to people, organizations that have got an idea, a crazy idea maybe, how to do something differently, how to, challenge the sort of like the received thinking about education and how it should be delivered. So we want something that's a bit disruptive, a bit on the edge. You know us, Gavin, we can't go through without an edge pun. So So as I say, disruptive, challenging to the status quo. But we don't want totally wild and wacky. We want the applications to think about addressing the need for a broad and balanced curriculum that looks at both vocational and professional and academic learning. So this kind of like broad, balanced, flexible curriculum that's really going to engage young people right through the education system. Obviously, we want something that's going to look at Edge's strategic priorities. And again, all of the nitty gritty of this on our website in the prospectus. But what Edge is really about is making education relevant. Now, that seems really quite obvious. Who could disagree with education should be relevant? But it's really, really important. And within that relevance, again, we're looking for broad, flexible, engaging education. We want it to support really high quality technical professional education, to support education that's all about connecting people to employment and connecting young people to their community. So it's real sort of like industry engaged, community engaged education. And within that sort of very broad set of criteria, frankly, we're open to offers. We really just want to go, hey, there's some money here. If you've got an idea that you think, oh, this is what's going to change the face of education, come to us. We want to know about it. So that's the broad.
That sounds great. And so you mentioned money. What I know that the fund is expanding over time, isn't it? So could you maybe sort of explain that a little bit as well?
Yeah, sure. So we've opened it, you know, a little bit late in the year. So there's £300,000 in the pot for the balance of 2021. And then every year on the 1st of January, or the nearest working day to it, I'm not giving up my New Year's Day, the fund will be refreshed and the amount for the whole of next year will be bigger. We're still going through our budget process, so I'm not going to commit to that, but it's going to be a bigger amount. And that happens every year. And that really fits in quite nicely with the fact that we haven't got a closing date. So if by the end of 2021, we haven't spent all the money, we haven't committed it, it rolls over into next year and makes the pot bigger. And conversely, if we've kind of been inundated with great stuff and we've spent all the money, the fund kind of goes into limbo. So you can still apply to it, but we will tell you that, you know, the fund's run out of funds. And we're going to hold you. And then people get a choice to either let their submission sit until the fund is refreshed, or if that's, you know, more than 3-4 months in advance, then we'll kind of like send everybody a notification going, right, money's back on. Do you want to review your application and resubmit it again? So you've got a bit of flexibility.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And one other sort of question that sort of comes to mind really is some funds have got like a threshold around sort of minimum amounts that they're looking for or maximum amounts. So some are more geared towards really large amounts, some are more geared towards smaller amounts. What's your sort of views on that? Just for people that are watching and listening in as to, you know, what you're looking for out of them for the fund. They've got a massive project. Is it like, maybe not so much? Or is it, if it's like a little micro project that's going to help a small, you know, community group, is that in play? It would just be, it'll be really handy to be able to hear that from you, Jane.
Of course. And I think this sort of sits very nicely with our sort of, you know, disruptive innovation and challenge, because sometimes you want to do a pilot project, a small kind of toe in the water thing to see. And we're absolutely up for that. We're very aware that sometimes you don't know whether it's going to work until you try it. You can have the biggest, you know, grandest idea, but you've really got to do it first. So our funding criteria are quite, again, flexible. So the minimum bid, as it were, is £20,000. So that's a decent amount of money for you to do a project, a pilot, a small scale thing. If your project runs for a single year, then the maximum you can apply for is £100,000. If your project is a 2 or 3 year project, and 3 years is kind of as far as we want to go, given the life of the fund itself. So if it's a 2 or 3 year project, what you can do is when you apply, you can bid for up to the maximum amount in the pot. So we will always tell you what the maximum amount is. Obviously, you know, that's if we fund a few, then the maximum goes down. But you can put in your bid for, you know, in 2021, £300,000, and we'll consider that. So you've got quite a lot of flexibility. So what we want to do is encourage the toe in the water pilots, but also if you've got the big idea, or over time, because this is going to be around till 2025, if you've had the bit of seed funding from us and you go, whoa, that worked, isn't that fabulous, and we go, whoa, that worked, that's pretty fabulous, you can come back to us for a bigger amount to sort of scale it up. So you, again, Edge is all about flexibility. We like flexible curriculums. We're now like a flexible grant fund.
No, that's really cool. Thank you for explaining that. I'd like in a minute to bring our guests in. I think what is quite interesting with the guests we've got here, one from a college, a Blackburn College. Another guest is from the Barbican, which, yeah, many people will understand as well. And it's interesting around, you're talking around disruption and sort of looking at innovation. So I'd like to welcome Stefano and Harriet. So Stefano is from Blackburn College and Harriet Bird is from Barbican. Hi, everyone. What would be really, really cool to do is to maybe start with Harriet as to, you know, what you've been doing with Edge from the Barbican, and then what it's been like to actually engage? So what is the project around, and how does it sort of take things forward?
Great, yes. So I joined the Barbican just at the point that the funding had landed, which was very lucky for me. But I do know that my predecessor and my colleague from our creative learning department found the fund around the kind of time that there was a big report that came out from Nesta about 21st century skills gaps, particularly in the creative sector. And I think the vocational focus of Edge's fund in 2018 was really quite attractive to them in terms of us piloting something around creative careers and working with school groups in particular, because the Barbican have historically done a lot of work in creative learning in schools, but a lot of our careers focused work to date had been with young people kind of beyond school age. So I think the opportunity to do something in school around careers was really attractive. So we applied and were successful for a project called Careers Rewired. And that ran during a year at the Barbican with a kind of theme around kind of technology and the future around arts and creativity in a time when everything was changing and, you know, create technology, AI, everything is coming in, and it's kind of what is the future for the arts. So this was a really nice project that fitted within that kind of annual theme. So it was originally planned to be an academic year, which is slightly over, but in the end, thanks to obviously COVID at the end of that period, it kind of extended to more like 18 months. And the project brought together teachers, creative practitioners and artists and employers to co-design a project-based learning program for Key Stage 4 and 5 students from three different schools that looked at career opportunities in the creative industries. So we partnered with three kind of leading creative industry employers, so Mixcloud, Double M Films and Guildhall Live Events were our partners, and we partnered with three City of London and Barking and Dagenham schools with teachers across drama, performing arts, design departments. And we paired each school with an artist and an employer to develop together a series of six workshops to take place in the school that really explored the kind of fusion skills required for 21st century success. So those workshops took place in schools and were very successful, and they all took their own course really, and kind of really developed it and adapted it around what was needed in that school for those students. And the workshops culminated in a kind of pitch event day at the Barbican, which brought all the schools together to kind of show each other what they've been doing. And there was a panel event with kind of people in the creative industries discussing their own careers. And there's a very lively question and answer session around that. And then the students were asked to prepare a presentation that kind of explored the question kind of why should we employ you over a robot. So kind of it brought together all of their learning over those six workshops to then present in front of their kind of peers from other schools on that topic. So it was really fascinating. And yeah, I think in terms of working with the Edge Foundation, I feel that the opportunity to pilot something and kind of really genuinely interrogate and test something was something that was so valuable to us, because testing something, I think our grant was just under £40,000, and to have that money to really test something, maybe take a bit of a risk in terms of something that we've not tried before, we don't know which way it was going to go. Obviously it was successful, which is great, but I think, you know, the grant included things like providing cover for school teachers that were taking part so that the school weren't at risk of kind of giving up school teacher time on the curriculum. And I think testing something for us that was really about the process rather than the outcome at the end was really valuable, because as you can imagine with lots of arts projects, it's all kind of leading towards the kind of performance or something at the end that's like the output, whereas really it was about the process and the kind of really in-depth workshops that were possible. And I think it was just a really successful relationship for us. Ongoing dialogue the whole time with the foundation, which was also very helpful because they have a lot of expertise to share as well. So, yeah
that's really, really cool. And Stefano, you've been so patient. You've been last person to speak. So thank you for hanging on in there. One thing I want to say, I think every interview in the future should probably have, why should we take you over a robot? I think that's got to be the future of interview questions. Stefano, as the college, you've been working with Edge on a couple of projects. I don't know if you can maybe unpack that a bit as to what you've been doing to date and how it sort of worked out for you as a college, because I think most people looking at the stream today, you'll probably be thinking, originally, oh, we're just going to be having different colleges in or different sort of training providers. And I think it's interesting to start with looking at the arts, but it'd be really cool to see it from the college perspective as well.
Yeah, we've been fortunate to be funded a couple of times by the Edge Foundation, for once from project in motor vehicle and once for project in construction. So we had two, in both those areas, two really enthusiastic members of staff who had lots of ideas about things that we'd like to do, but we're sort of hamstrung by how we're ordinarily funded. So bidding to the Edge gave us the opportunity to do the things that we can't fund through our normal funding streams. So the motor vehicle projects was looking at the electric and hybrid motor vehicle and the move towards that, which now has come into legislation, and the move to move away from petrol and diesel cars by 2035. So we were developing our curriculum, but also improving the students' experience through the project as well. So somewhat based on the Edge's hotel model, we had an MOT lane created in our motor vehicle centre and built our curriculum around that and the student experience. And through that project, we had some learners who were able to take place in a Skoda rally, and they're involved in the Skoda rally team. It's like an opportunity that they'd never have had before. And we didn't even, we weren't even aware of it at the time, but through the Edge project, we worked with Skoda and things built from there. And then obviously speaking with Jane, we had the flexibility to take advantage of that opportunity. So the construction project has been involved with sort of like low carbon and environmental technologies, and how, same thing with legislation, we're moving more towards that sort of thing and building the learners' experience of the crossover between trades. So electricians are into it with plumbers. So it's a bit more, gives the opportunity again to invite employees into college for lessons and materials to be developed with employees, so that the experience for the student was much better than it would have been otherwise. But all things that we couldn't ordinarily fund through our normal college income streams.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Yeah, there's a massive employer focus from looking at all three of those projects, you know, and but from two different organisations. Jane, what, from a funding lead sort of perspective, what is it which would stand out for you for people if they're thinking about putting in a bid? You know, both of these are looking really interesting at different ways of engaging employers, and you know one being an engagement and a pitching process, the other doing a Skoda rally. Do you know what I mean? How cool is that? What sort of things would you sort of want to highlight to people that will make it stand out for you as a piece which is worthy of being a part of the fund?
Sure. I mean, I think that the two projects that we've got with us really epitomise what we're looking for. So they kind of like ticked the buttons of things that we're particularly interested in. So careers, you know, with the Barbican and with Blackburn as well. It's obviously, you know, careers are important throughout education, and they do tend to be sort of put on the back burner a bit with the current system, with its focus on academic and exams. So the sector is quite important. Obviously, creative and arts, don't get me on the soapbox about how that's been badly treated within education. I'll go over for more than the 30 minutes. So again, the sector is quite attracted to us. And with the Blackburn College, both the projects, they had this kind of like green sustainability issue, which again is important. And we need to get these things into the education system. So it is things like careers, curriculum, employer engagement, assessment is something we're very interested in. You know, there's a, you know, the current COVID thing, the focus is on exams. Are they fit for purpose? Do we need them? What's a new approach to that? Government policy is all about putting employees into the driving seat. I'm not sure employers want to be in the driving seat, but they want to be on the bus and know where it's going. So again, it's getting those employers involved in the curriculum and in a meaningful way. As Steph was saying about employers designing resources, curriculum in conjunction with the college, and you know, at the end of the day, it's got to be about the young people. It's got to be about the impact that your project is going to have on people on the ground. They're the things that we really look for.
No, that's really cool. Can I bring this back to Harriet and Steph? Like, what's it been like as well for you for ongoing reporting and stuff? Because sometimes, not being funny, and I'm sorry, Jane, but these sort of things can be a nightmare. As the like the constant things that you got, like making people jump through like a 7 zillion hoops. What's it been like for you guys, and how sort of simple has it been for to do this? Because it shouldn't really be a full-time job to do that. I understand you've got to justify what you're doing, but at the same time, you want to be able to make impact with the employees, you want to make impact with the learners, you want to be able to engage staff. Do you know what I mean? So Harriet, how's it been for you? Sorry, Jane, we'll put you on the spot here, aren't I?
No, I think I referenced it at the start, but I think the way that Edge works with you is quite kind of iterative, and they're kind of there, I guess, a kind of silent partner almost throughout the process for you to go to if you want to discuss things, but also kind of let you do what you need to do to kind of be successful. But I think the reporting, it was a very light touch kind of quarterly report, which actually really made sure that we kind of reflected on what had happened that quarter against what we said we would hope to happen in that quarter and what we looked forward to doing in the next piece. And I think that kind of iterative approach to a pilot project was really useful and helpful for us, because then when it came to the end, you kind of really saw the process when we were reporting back on the whole project. So I think from the relational perspective that we had a really good and ongoing good relationship with the foundation, and it definitely was much less, I think often in funding relationships, it can be very high kind of, you know, the power sits with the funder. Whereas I feel like it was much kind of, we were both on the same page wanting to achieve the same things, rather than it being kind of, you being scared to send things off to the funder and, you know, it's kind of not getting anything back. So I think from our perspective, it was very positive. Yeah.
How about for you, Steph? You've been looking after two, and two very different, you know, like one around sort of green technology in buildings, the other green technology in you know, transport and vehicles. How's that been for you, and has it also been working in partnership with those employers as well?
Yeah, it's been it's been really good working with the Edge. It's not often that people enjoy working on projects, and all the time people drop what they're doing in order to help return the report because they're excited about what they're able to say. And I think Jane and the Edge both appreciate how colleges are run and the pressures and the different things that affect them. And the Skoda Rally thing wasn't written into that project. It was just an opportunity that came up, and there was a flexibility there to discuss, this is an amazing opportunity. I think it was about 4 years ago, this project, and the kids involved and the tutors still talk about it now. It's really exciting. And I think that's, like Jane was saying before about the innovation, when you're giving someone the opportunity to work on something like that, I think they wish they could do it all the time. The tutors would work on the Edge projects and man about teaching, we'll just do this. It's a different experience to some funding applications that we've had. And the employers, because you can engage with them and they feel like they're involved and you've asked their opinion and you've asked for their engagement and their contribution, they're quite happy to be involved, and it's helped with our engagement, not just on the project but on other wider activities. I think because we're involved with BMW, Mini gave us a Mini Cooper engine, just said, do you want this? And we'd never have that opportunity without the Edge project. So yeah, it's really noticeably different to some of the other funding streams and reporting structures that we're involved in.
Yeah, no, cool. That's fantastic. Oh, that was a bit of an edgy question I could have asked there, wasn't it, really, around. It could have been like a nightmare of having like 10 minutes of everyone moaning at you, but that was fantastic. And that's really cool, isn't it? Each one of these, like having the flexibility then, if an opportunity has come up that, you know, how great is that for learners that are really interested and are into automotive, to be given, like, you know, a Mini engine, you know, to be able to get involved in the Skoda Rally, to be able to, you know, do pitching and understand from people that have actually been really living and working in the creative sector what it's like to be working in there and how to move forward and to be thinking, why am I better than a robot? I think this is, like, you know, this is really cool stuff. any tips that you would want to sort of share? Jane, I think let's start with you. Is there a tip that you would want to give give anyone just to be able to think around how to be able to present, how to be able to move forward with the fund?
Okay, I think my top tip on sort of application, let's put it down to the nitty-gritty, is make sure you can explain to me, in effect, what your project is, why you're doing it, what it's going to achieve, and how you're going to do it. You can have the best project idea in the world, but if you can't actually put it down on a piece of paper to start with and make it stand out and make it live for me, you're going to struggle. So it's the classic education thing. Read the question properly and answer it, I think is my top tip. And once you, if you can do that, you're over the first hurdle.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Harriet, what's it been like? You joined the project when it was just coming into play. So any tips you would have on sort of on the delivery side of things and how things can flex around a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's just that. I think for us, one of the biggest learnings was we kind of intentionally left the brief quite open to make sure that it could really kind of be fitted around the students taking part and the schools taking part and the artists and the employers. And I think to start with, that kind of was intimidating to the kind of the groupings of teacher, employer and artist, because they're kind of like, well, what do you want us to do? But actually, by the end of the project, that was what was one of its strengths. And I think just making sure it can really fit in terms of, you know, scheduling as well, like some of this was out of school, some of it was in school time. It was really flexible based on what was needed. And that was what made it successful, I think. So yeah, I think being specific, but not so kind of stringent on exactly how it's going to be run from the start when it's a pilot project is really important, I think.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Steph, any sort of tips on your side? Because you've been on both on the upfront, you've done, you know, several projects, you've also done on delivery and had that, you know, had shape to flex, you know, when there's an opportunity arise. That's fantastic. Any sort of tips you'd want to share with anyone?
Yeah, I think what Jane was saying about being innovative, I think if you've got a good idea, because the fund itself isn't prescriptive, so if you've got a good idea, then it's easy to write about. And it isn't an onerous process if you've got a good idea. Like, quite often we're shoehorning ideas into bids, but this is so open. If you've got a good idea, and we write in me and my colleague write in a particular way to try and be as concise as possible, and you don't need to flower things up. Like Jane said, get to the point of what it is that you want to do. And I think if you've got a good idea, it's easy to write that sort of thing. So that's probably the main tip. Like, it isn't a prescriptive application. They're not looking for, I want X, Y, and Z, and then we have to think, oh, how can we deliver that? And like I said, we had a couple of really enthusiastic tutors who had really good ideas. So it was trying to get those ideas across in quite a concise application. So yeah, you can have a good idea, but you have to really hone it down and get your points across.
Yeah, that's really cool. But our time is literally gone. I can't believe it. It's like just flown by. Jane, just to be able to bring this in, we can have a legacy article around this so people can be able to check out on FE News and stuff like that. Where do people need to go to be able to check out the new Edge Innovation Fund?
Sure. Go to our website, www.edge.co.uk, look for Edge Innovation Fund. From there, you can download a prospectus. It'll tell you all the nitty-gritty, including the one really important thing that I didn't say at the beginning, which is because we're all about collaboration as well in this fund, we're looking for every project to have at least 20% match funding, either in train or secured. So it'll tell you all of the nitty-gritty. You can download your application form. On our website, you can read about all the past projects that we've funded right back to 2014. And we've recently launched an impact report, which looks at our funding program since day one and gives you an idea of the impact that the funding has had. Because I think when you're bidding into a fund, you need to think about what the end point's going to be.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. And audience, I hope you've really enjoyed it. And I hope it's been insightful for you to be getting involved with some really interesting projects where you can make a difference to young people, to employers, where we can disrupt and innovate. and challenge and change and have the support to do that. So hopefully today's been helpful for you when you've been thinking about projects. Jane, thank you so much for taking Pleasure. Time out to explain that. Harriet, thank you. Stefano, thank you so much. And everyone, thanks for joining us today. This is the start, episode one of a whole series with Edge. And next week, it's Thursdays at 12 noon is going to be the time where we're going to be edgy thinking, looking around different projects, looking around different ways of moving forward. Next week is looking at real world learning, teacher externships, and empowering employer engagement. And I'm going to be asking some really quite sort of honest sort of questions here, like what is real world learning? What are teacher externships? Because I think a lot of the audience would, once they get their head around it, because once I got my head around it, I was like, yeah, that sounds really interesting. So I think join us next week, 12 noon, 7th of October. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you.